today's episode, you'll discover the difference between a supportive parent and an ally.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. A supportive parent loves their child. An ally parent helps make the world safer for them too. Today, I want to talk about the difference. Not to shame anyone, and not to create some impossible standard of quote-unquote perfect allyship, but because I think many parents genuinely want to understand what support looks like beyond the walls of their own home. And honestly, this conversation matters because LGBTQ kids are paying attention to much more than whether you say, I love you. They're watching how safe you make the spaces around them too. Today's episode is for parents who deeply love their LGBTQ child and want to think more honestly about what support, advocacy, and allyship actually look like in everyday life. In this episode, we're going to talk about the difference between being supportive and being an active ally. We'll talk about why many loving parents stop at private acceptance. And we'll talk about how allyship often grows through small, consistent choices instead of grand performances. Support matters deeply, and allyship helps widen the circle of safety beyond your own child. First, I want to say something clearly. Supportive parents matter enormously, truly. Using your child's name and pronouns, listening, learning, apologizing when you get things wrong, creating emotional safety at home, showing love consistently, those things are not small. For many LGBTQ kids, that support changes and sometimes saves lives. So this episode is absolutely not about dismissing that. This episode is about expanding the conversation because there's a difference between I love and accept my child, and I'm willing to challenge systems, conversations, and behaviors that harm LGBTQ people. One is deeply personal. The other becomes relational and cultural too. Many parents stop at support because allyship can feel risky. Not physically risky for everyone, of course, but emotionally risky. It can mean conflict, awkward conversations, social consequences, family tension, political discomfort, or realizing you may need to rethink beliefs you've held for a very long time. That's not easy, especially for parents who were raised to prioritize keeping the peace, always being polite, avoiding discomfort, or not making things political. But LGBTQ kids often experience silence differently than adults intend it. A parent may think, I just don't want conflict. But a child may experience that as, you just stayed quiet while someone diminished me. And those are very different emotional realities. So let's get into the nitty-gritty here. What are some specific actions and behaviors of a supportive parent versus an ally parent? Well, a supportive parent might use correct pronouns, support their child privately, attend pride events, listen and learn, offer emotional reassurance, or create a safe home environment. And all of it, matters deeply. But allyship asks a little more. that asks for willingness. Willingness to speak up, to stay curious, to continue learning, to tolerate discomfort, and to use your voice when silence would be easier. Allyship is not an identity you claim once. It's a practice. Most of the time, allyship looks much less glamorous than people imagine. It can be correcting a relative at dinner or sending an email to a school administrator. It can also be asking why certain policies exist or continuing to learn even after your own child stops needing as much from you directly. Sometimes it's not laughing at the joke. And sometimes it's simply refusing to let LGBTQ people carry all of the emotional labor themselves. Because one thing I think LGBTQ kids notice very quickly is whether they are expected to defend their own humanity alone. That's exhausting, especially for young people. Parents, this part matters. Your child is learning from your behavior about what safety actually feels like in relationships. Not just, do you love me? But will you stand beside me when it's uncomfortable? Will you speak up when I'm not in the room? Will you protect connection more than appearances? Those questions live underneath a lot of family dynamics, even when nobody says them out loud. I also think it's important to talk honestly about why some loving parents struggle to move into allyship, because usually it's not because they don't care. Most often, it's fear. Fear of saying the wrong thing, of conflict, of losing relationships. Fear of being judged, of not understanding enough, or of becoming visible themselves. And the biggest reason is because many parents are still untangling their own conditioning around gender, sexuality, religion, politics, identity, and belonging. They are unlearning their biases, and growth can feel destabilizing, especially when it asks us to examine things we once accepted without question. But allyship does not require instant expertise. It only requires openness. And that's an important distinction. You do not have to become the loudest person in the room. You do not have to know everything. You do not have to transform overnight into a full-time activist. But remaining open, teachable, and willing to keep growing, that is huge. I think one of the most meaningful things a parent can say is, I'm still learning, but I want to understand. Because honestly, perfection is not what builds trust most deeply. Humility does, and effort and repair do. And children can usually feel the difference between someone who is trying to protect their ego and someone who is trying to protect the relationship. Those are two very different energies. If you're listening to this and realizing, I've been supporting privately, but quieter publicly, please don't turn this into shame. Shame rarely creates sustainable growth, but curiosity does. Start small. Notice moments where silence feels easier and ask yourself why. Pay attention to what fear shows up. Not to judge yourself, just to understand yourself more honestly. Allyship is not about becoming performative, quite the opposite, in fact. It's about becoming more courageous in small, real ways over time. So maybe Pride this year looks like waving a giant rainbow flag in your town's parade. Or maybe it looks quieter than that. Maybe it looks like finally correcting someone instead of letting the comments slide, or like asking better questions. Maybe it looks like continuing to grow even after your child has stopped asking you to. Or maybe it simply looks like choosing connection over comfort, one conversation at a time. Thank you for being here, and thank you for continuing to do the deeply human work of loving your children, not just privately, but courageously. New episodes of More Human, More Kind air every Tuesday and Friday, so make sure you follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with someone who may be wrestling with these questions too. For deeper connection and community, come join me in the Kindred Collective. The link to learn more is at the top of the show notes. Until next time, stay open, stay brave, and keep becoming more human and more kind.